我哋好高兴今日有麦牧师为我哋当中正道，题目系破碎家庭的盼望。
And we're glad to have Pastor Thomas to bring a gospel message for today with the title "Hope for the Broken Family."
Good
morning, everyone. We thank God for good weather yesterday and we had our carnival. We thank you for many of your brothers and sisters who are very active in putting up this carnival. We have seen many little children and many adults. And people who were curious, who came to look. No matter what background they have or what belief they hold, we pray that though our neighbors who may not know God yet, that they may come to receive Jesus as their Savior. Let's start with a word of prayer. Dearly Father, we give you thanks. You are the God who is in control of all things. Everything happens according to your plans. And especially when we come to look into the words of your Bible, how you would use your Son Jesus Christ to fulfill your salvation. And then as we come to hear your word, we can see the revelation of your grace so that our heart can be comforted and encouraged. Lord, we pray that you would be with us this morning. Open our hearts. Speak to us so that your church may be established. Does that your glory may be seen throughout this world. We pray these in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I can't say that I was a very happy teenager. Because I always compare myself with others. And I have always been asked to do the things that I don't want to do. And it makes me feel like that I was a failure. Especially, I do not gain the favor of the older generation. These painful seeds have been planted in my heart. And my brain repeatedly remind myself of these painful things. And then slowly these painful seeds start to take root and grow. This bitterness prevents me from having a good communication with others. And sometimes it's just a common happening, I take it as an offense. Our normal response should be like this. Maybe they didn't mean it. I do that myself. Perhaps maybe he's not feeling good today. But because I have such a bitter heart, we would misconstrue the light words from others. Or perhaps we will magnify some offenses that we should have forgiven. I think many of you may have had these experiences. Even within a Christian family. When we allow these bitterness to take hold of our actions, and when we don't use the Bible to resolve these confrontations, therefore we have what we have in our present society, within our family, and even within our church. There are many hidden problems of our hearts that we cannot live a life that is loving one another. And here the Bible depicts a chosen family who has the same problem. And previously we have read chapter 34 of Genesis. And we have read how the sons of Jacob had killed all the men of Shechem. And they did the justice for their father. And therefore, the hearts of Jacob's family was filled with this indignation and dysfunction. And as we come to chapter
37,
and we see this broken family continue to go down the slope. Now they would even want to harm their own family, their brother. And then what is the motive of their willingness to kill? And in verse 3, it tells us that there is a favoritism of the father. And in verse 3, here it says, Now Israel, who is Jacob, loves Joseph more than any other of his sons. And Joseph was given birth by Jacob's favorite wife. So he was the favorite of the family. And you will see when Jacob went to meet Esau, and you saw that he put Joseph's mother and himself way back in the back of the group, so where they were protected. And here in verse 3, it tells us another reason. Here it tells us that Jacob was given birth while Joseph was given birth while Jacob was old.
In previous chapter,
it tells us that when Joseph was born,
and
when Joseph was born, he was reminded that he wanted to go back to his own home country. And he was reminded of the covenant that was established by Abraham and God. And that is that God was to give the land of Canaan to Abraham and his descendants. And therefore Isaac follow the commands of God, promise of God.
就喺年老嘅时候，佢赐俾亚伯拉罕。 就喺年呢个以撒就喺年老嘅时候，神赐俾亚伯拉罕。以撒就喺亚伯拉罕年老嘅时候赐俾佢。
And here this what Jacob wants to.
Isaac
wants to give this to Jacob.
Abraham, when Abraham was old.
This is what Abraham gave to Isaac when he was old. 你再講講, sorry.
Okay. 即係話呢,以撒呢就喺 Isaac is the one. Okay, anyway. 當亞伯拉罕有以撒的時候，以撒亞伯拉罕都好老了。
When Isaac was born, Abraham was old.
所以亞各年老的時候有約瑟的時候，所以佢特別嘅喜愛。
Similarly, so when Jacob gave birth to Joseph, he loved Joseph.
亞各亦都睇出約瑟，佢個仔約瑟咧係一個好正直嘅人。
And Jacob saw that Joseph had integrity.
約瑟佢睇唔過眼佢哥哥所做嘅好多嘅惡事。
And Joseph could not take many of the wrongdoings by his brothers.
常常去講俾佢個父親聽。
He reported on them many times.
所以雅各呢個做父親嘅做咗一件彩衣俾咗約瑟。
And Jacob made a special colored robe and gave it to Joseph.
唔單止話一件好睇好搶眼嘅外袍。
It is not only a very attractive garment.
更加貼貼嘅翻譯係。
But the very closer interpretation is,
这是一件黄袍,
it is actually a robe of a king.
因为雅各心里头想,
and because Jacob in his heart,
约瑟就是那位会承继神的约的那个人,
that Joseph will be the person who will inherit this covenant.
所以他偏爱他多一点,
so therefore he favored him.
但雅各并没有好像亚伯拉罕那样,
but Jacob was not like Abraham. First, by giving his most precious thing in his life to offer unto God. So therefore, Joseph became the idol of Jacob's heart. And therefore, it created many struggles and many hatreds. And we know from our own experience that favoritism is not a good thing.
雅各自己都曾經是一個受害者。
And Jacob himself was also a victim of this.
他仍然繼續他上一代所犯的錯誤。
And he continued to do the wrongs of the previous generation.
反映出人心裏頭嗰個需要，偏愛favoritism
is a reflection of what the heart wants.
亦都反映出我哋天生人嗰個天生嘅罪性。
And it reflects the sins of natural sins of mankind.
但係都冇認識到真正嘅愛係乜嘢。
When we don't realize what is the meaning of true love.
應該係好似神咁嘅樣。
We should be like God.
神係不偏待人嘅。God
does not favor people.
係有公平同埋有公正嘅。
He is faith is just and he is just.
咁樣能夠真正有和平。
And therefore only then can you have peace.
偏愛都使到嗰啲冇被寵愛嘅人。 是没有安全感,
and then favoritism makes those who are not favored to be insecure.
一个没被宠爱的人，他觉得自己很没价值。
Those who are not favored feel that they are valueless, they are useless.
要去争取的人才得到人家对他的注意力。
They need to struggle to strive for people's attention.
好去证明他自己是有用。
To prove that they are useful. And brings from behind themselves many worries and fear. And you brings upon those around him many stress and many hurts and bitterness. And finally, then, what is the result of this in verse 4? The brothers did not speak peacefully to Joseph. And you see that this love, family without love brings hatred. And just like Cain, who would kill his own brother Abel.
第二個使到哥哥去恨佢約瑟嘅原因係，
and another reason why their brothers hate Joseph is，
就係話約瑟佢同講俾佢哥哥聽佢咗發嘅兩個夢。
Because Joseph told his brothers he had two dreams。
夢喺聖經嘅裡面，
dreams in the Bible。
是古時神向人啟示的其中一個方法。
It was a method of in the Old Testament how God revealed himself to people.
也都講及一些將來要發生的事。
And it tells them of what things that may come in the future.
所以當作者在開始記載約瑟的故事開始的時候，
And here as the author write these story of Joseph,
就講佢喺嗰開始嘅時候就講到佢呢兩個夢，
and therefore the author spoke about these two dreams that Joseph had.
就為咗要證明咧，整件事嘅發生係有神喺個背後在帶領。
Is to prove that throughout all these instances, God is in control from behind.
係神去帶領約喺以後約失咗要經過嘅一切嘅事情。
That God was behind everything that Joseph was to experience.
所以正如我哋人生嘅走過經過嘅每一件事，
it witnessed to us that throughout everything that happens in life，
無論係我哋傷心痛苦嘅經歷，
whether we have broken hearted or we are suffering，
其實背後都有神嘅帶領，
because behind all these things God is leading，
都有神美好嘅旨意。
God has his good plan.
沒有一件事是偶然去發生的。
Nothing happens by chance.
以致到我們能夠去信靠那位又慈愛又有主權的神。
Therefore we can come to love this God who is merciful and loving.
第七節講到約瑟的頭一個夢。
And in verse 7 it tells us that tells about the first dream of Joseph.
關於
Here it tells us about the sheath of grain that they held together. And these sheath that were bind together will now bow.
即係話佢好似話佢啲哥哥要向佢約瑟去下拜咁樣。
That is to see that they bound themselves now will now bow before Joseph.
佢哥哥喺度就講啦。
And the brothers will say,
唔通你真係認為你自己要做我哋嘅王咩？
Do you really think that you will reign over us?
唔通你真係要管轄我哋咩？
You will be in control of us, you will be king.
當然當日沒有人知道這個夢的意思。
Of course, no one understood the meaning of this dream at that time.
他可能聽完之後，他認為約瑟在發夢胡言亂語。
Perhaps after they heard it, that he was just saying,
亂說。
He was just speaking foolishly.
Yeah. 這個比老爸更壞的。
And this kid who is spoiled by his father, and thinks that he has a color robe that he's proud. And in verse 9, it tells of the second dream. And this the second dream is now even upgraded. He says, here, now my dream is that I see the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were bowing to me.
哇,即是包括他爸爸,他媽媽和他11個哥哥。
Now here, even the father and the mother were bowing along with the brothers.
哇, 爸爸聽見呢個夢都要鬧佢。
Even when his father heard this, he scolded him.
哇！你發啲係乜嘢個夢啊
？He said, "What kind of dream are you dreaming about?"
我都要向你下拜。
I will have to bow to you.
啊！你真係唔合呢個倫理啊！你好冒犯父母嘅尊嚴。
It's so unreasonable. You are disrespectful.
但係做父親嘅雅各。將佢嘅説話，將講藏喺嘅心裏頭。
But the father put these words to heart.
佢知道佢嘅仔咁樣講嘅時候，梗係有啲嘢係會發生。
He knew because when his son spoke these words, things may take place.
佢就話 take it seriously， 好認真嘅去思想。
And he took it seriously and he meditated upon it.
我哋或者唔明白阿約瑟點解會將佢呢啲夢講俾佢啲哥哥聽。
And we don't understand why Joseph will tell these dreams to his brothers.
係咪佢喺度誇口巴巴咧？
Is he trying to boast about it？
或者佢真係咁蠢咧？
Or perhaps he was so dumb？
Foolish。
Or foolish？
或者佢真係年少無知？
Or perhaps he's just naive？
聖經冇明明講俾佢聽點解嚇。
The Bible doesn't tell us why。
亦都有好多人要俾好多個解釋。
And many people will give many explanations。
但係當兩個夢都表達同一個信息嘅時候
，But when two dreams give the same theme，
呢件事情一定係會係真嘅事情。
These happenings may be real。
你真係會好快會發生嘅事情。
And these are things that may happen very quickly.
約瑟覺得佢有一個責任。
So therefore, Joseph felt that he had a responsibility.
將呢個神咗俾佢嘅信息話俾佢嘅家人知道。
To give this revelation from God to tell his family.
但係由呢一刻到事情真係要完成嘅之間。
And but from the moment he told the dream to the point where it is finally fulfilled.
即係話第37章去到第50章嘅之間嗰十五章。
That within 30 chapter 37 to the end of the Genesis. Book in Genesis 50 is over 13 chapters.
十四章嘅。
Over these 14 chapters.
我哋睇到神係用喺個睇呢十四章嘅裏面，我睇到神用人咗計劃嘅事情。
And here we see that God uses the plan of man.
神人喺面咗做嘅事情。
That the things that man do does.
即係喺神嘅護理之下 ，providence.
That is under God's providence.
喺呢所有嘅當中，神係用呢啲嘢去完成佢嘅旨意。
That God uses all these happening to fulfill His will.
我哋睇落嘅時候，個約瑟並唔係話佢即刻就佢個家人嘅下拜。
And we see that when he told the dream, his family didn't immediately bow down before him.
喺約瑟得到榮耀之前
，before Joseph was received glory.
你睇到佢經過好多嘅苦難。
We saw that he experienced much suffering.
呢啲苦難確實係從呢兩個夢嚟開始。
And these sufferings started when he told these two dreams.
亦都係神拯救呢破碎嘅家庭嘅開始。
And it's also how God is now will bring salvation to the family. It was that the beginning.
跟住喺第十二到第七節裏面。
And as we continue in verse 12 to 17.
做爸爸為了想知道他的仔因為出了去他是平不平安。
And because the father, Jacob, wants to know how his sons were doing, whether they were safe.
好像雅各猜了他的最親愛的仔約瑟出去找他們。
So therefore, Jacob sent his beloved son to find them.
跟住講約瑟去找不到他們的時候又碰到另外一個人。
When Joseph could not find them and he met someone else,
他們知道他在哪裡就將話給他聽就來到這個多攤這個地方找到他哥哥。
And when he was able to find where they went, which is Dothan, and therefore he went there to meet his brothers.
剛才我讀到開始第18節我剛才看到第18節。
And as we were reading, it takes us up to verse 18.
他們遠遠見到他走過來。
And they saw him from afar.
穿著一件這麼漂亮的衣服，遠遠都見到他。
He was wearing such a beautiful robe, he can see them from far away. Before he reached them from far away, he said they talked to one another how they can scheme to bring harm to him. These people hated him. And they were really jealous of the dream that he spoke about. If we just kill him, then everything will be good.
And then
suddenly all the brothers together said they want to kill him.
This
is a very fearful thing.
但怪正經話,你當我們恨人的時候已經是殺人了。
No wonder that the Bible tells us when you hate someone, you have already committed murder.
哥哥他們不願意去順服神給他們的安排。
The brothers were not willing to submit to the providence of God.
而用讓這個苦毒的心在他的心裡繼續發芽成長。
So they will allow the bitterness of their heart to be rooted and grow.
而不是說他們在神裡去找到他自己的身份和安全。
They do not look for their identity within God.
雖然劉便和猶大這兩位哥哥都有另外一些建議。
But even though Laban and
Judah
had different ideas,
因為他不想他流殺人的血。
They do not want to have blood on their hands.
但他們又怕其他人,
and because they feared others, but they still have this hatred to his brother. So they themselves did not prevent what took place.
So
they grabbed their brother and took his color robe, the robe of a king. And he threw him into a pit. And they sold him to some traders who were passing by. And he was sold as a slave to Egypt. If God was not there, as we continue with God was not with them, I think that this Joseph may have been killed. And then what is the outcome of all these things?
第一,这个真是一个悲剧,
all these things result in a tragedy.
是人性败坏所造成的悲剧,
this tragedy that comes about by the wickedness of man.
要人將那個染了公山羊的血那件桌衣送回去給爸爸的時候,
when the brothers presented the colored coat that was stained with the goat's blood to,
他說爸爸非常之傷心,
and the Bible depicts that the father grieved.
他以為他失去了他最愛的那個兒子,
he thought he really lost his favorite son.
神的約是不是就這樣終止了呢?
Was God's covenant come to an end?
在帕布看第34和35節這樣說,
as we look at the PowerPoint verse 34 and 35, it tells us,
雅各便撕裂了衣服,腰間束上去麻布,為他的兒子哀哭了多人,他的兒女們都起來去安慰他,他都不會受安慰,他說,我必要悲哀著下去陰間,去到我的兒子那裡了。This
scripture depicts how Jacob felt. Then Jacob tore his garment and put sackcloth on his loins and mourned for his son many days. All his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted and said, "No, I shall not go down to Sheol to my I shall go down to Sheol to my son mourning." Another tragedy we can see upon Joseph. And Joseph was sent by his father to see how their brothers were. And now, because he obeyed his father's command, he left his secure home. He exposed himself to two types of danger. The first one, he was in danger of his brothers who were seeking to kill him. And secondly, he was exposed to those people of Shechem who were want to take revenge of what they did to them. Contrary to this, it was the Shechem people who helped them to find his brothers. And then his brothers wanted to kill him. And when their brothers, when they thought about what had happened,
42章第21節佢講過，佢約瑟去哀求我哋嘅時候。
And when the brothers remembered what took place with Joseph, when Joseph said in verse 32, we saw the distress of his souls, and then he begged us, and we did not listen. And Joseph knew that they were to harm him. He begged his brothers not to do that. They didn't have mercy or love. And then he experienced of being sold as a slave to Egypt. And as his life barreled down the cliff, into this lowest point of life. If you are not familiar with his life, if you are familiar with his life, then you will feel bad for him. And just like us, as we experience many different types of sufferings, we feel bad. When we cannot see a way of escape. But the Bible tells us that even when we are in such a state of pain, don't lose hope upon God. Don't forget about God. Because God is the Lord of our lives. And God is the Lord of all things. What we experience in the lowest point of our lives is also part of God's plan. Because God himself has entered into this broken world to enter into our sufferings, to fulfill this work of salvation. God uses the most vile and evil things to bring forth what is the most beautiful. And just like Joseph's story, God sent his own beloved and favorite son, Jesus Christ, into this world. Jesus left his heavenly home. He left the close, loving relationship with God. He entered into this dark and evil world. And to become the descendant of the woman.
He became the descendant of the woman.
He became the descendants that God promised to Abraham that he would bless. And throughout the old history, the history of the Old Testament, and you will see many times that the Israelites were to be totally destroyed. But they were preserved by God. And we see that the Israelites were to become annihilated. Same when Jesus came into this world, and Jesus became the Messiah who will come to suffer. And Jesus exposed himself to danger. So that he will be rejected by the world and those who are close to him. He was ridiculed. That he was betrayed by a disciple, his own disciple, for 30 pieces of silver. He was whipped and tortured, and he was put on the cross. Our Savior, who would take upon the sins of the world, how great that is. Even the Father will turn his face away. He cannot bear to see his own son to be put to death upon the cross.
In
Philippians chapter 2, it tells us, and because Jesus, who were obeying to the will of God, to become man and to be put on the cross, when he lowered himself to the but to the lowest point. And like Joseph, who was sent to his brother by his father, and where his brother rejected him and sold him, where Joseph also came to the lowest point of his own life, and how his father grieved. He lost hope to the lowest point of his life. And our Heavenly Father truly understands their feelings. And God really understands the suffering and the pain in Jacob's
life.
Because the Heavenly Father sees his own son, Jesus Christ. He sees his own son who would go through these experiences and finally be nailed on the cross and be put to death. So therefore, our Heavenly Father understands everything that takes place in your life. Your pain and sufferings. Maybe your loved ones who are sick. Or they would even pass away. Our relationships that are broken. Or we have been misunderstood or harmed. And God, our Heavenly Father, understand every aspect of our lives. But this is not the conclusion of the salvation story. Because Jesus of what he did brought hope to the world. The Bible reminds us that after 3 days of his death, he resurrected. He resurrected, he was overcome what we could not overcome. He overcame the sins that binds the family. He overcame death and Satan. And therefore God put him above all things.
萬王之王，萬主之主。
He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And this white robe was put on Jesus again. So all those who believe in Jesus, that our sins can be forgiven, that we too would put on a white robe, and not the color robe, so that we can become an holy child of God. Even though we are still living in this broken world, we can still have within us this hope of eternal life. This hope for the broken family is brought to us by Jesus Christ. Our broken hope is brought to us by the salvation of Christ. When Joseph was sold to Egypt, it felt like it was hopeless. And even Joseph saw that upon himself. But because God was with him. And after many years, his brothers will come before him. And Joseph will speak to them and said, in verse 45,
現在不要因為你們將我賣到來這裡而自憂自恨，你們立即的神差我在你們以先來為了要讓你們留存留這個餘種在地上。In verse 5 it says,
and do not be distressed or angry with yourself because you sold me here. Verse 7, and God sent me here before you to preserve you for you a remnant on earth and to keep alive for you many survivors. Now it turns out that the suffering of Joseph brought hope.
神要藉著約瑟的經歷, 保存了這個家人整個家人的
through what Joseph experienced brought salvation to his whole family. And even preserved the descendants of Judah, who is Jesus Christ. And God was doing all these things for Jesus.
Through Jesus.
So even more abundant and more abundant. So that man can be saved. And therefore in our lives today, this suffering makes us feel bad. But because of when God being with us and his leading, and also do the word of the Bible that gives us comfort, that we can come with hope to look upon God. And just as the song that we will say at Turn Your Eyes to Jesus.
All the way
the Savior leads me. That we can put ourselves into the hands of God. Allow God to use suffering to change us. Or so that we can even serve Him more in the future. To use the comfort that we receive from God. To comfort those who are also suffering. And in our family, in church, we need to learn how to love one another. And to love those who may have hurt us before. Because that's what Jesus himself experienced. So that our lives may bring glory to God. Let us all rise as we sing our last hymn. Please be standing and receive the benediction.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. 愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。 愿耶和华赐他念光照你，赐恩给你。 愿耶和华向你仰面，赐你平安。 Amen.
大家请坐. Please be seated.
Once again, we thank you. We're happy to see everyone worshiping with us today.
今天很开心见到大家一起来到崇拜.
You can say hello to the people next to you.
可以同周围嘅身边嘅人讲，打个招呼。
Would like to recognize if there are any visitors.
有没有新朋友来到我们当中呢,
Can you introduce visitors here? Who next
可不可以介绍一下新朋友?
To you? Anyone? I think Cynthia has a friend, Michael, that's here for the first time worshiping with us. Okay, we have a couple of announcements. One major outreach has come and gone.
有一個很大盛事昨天已經發生了。
And we thank God for a beautiful, wonderful day at the carnival yesterday.
很感恩, 神有賜福給我們有很好的天氣, 讓我們有一個嘉年華會。
We praise God for all the newcomers that actually were here.
我們讚美神是有帶了很多的新朋友去我們當中。
And we were surprised that the whole church was, all the seats were taken during our carnival gospel sharing and magic show.
亦都好開心尋日我們魔術的時候亦都好多